Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blue Jays From Away podcast, episode 44.
Got this force coming through in my blood, in my veins, it's a current of love.
In this episode, we bring you our interviews with Lansing Lugnuts pitchers Tom Robson and Tim Mazza. Ladies and gentlemen, take a listen and get your Blue Jays on. It's the Blue Jays From Away podcast. Thanks for joining us for the Blue Jays From Away podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by the Blue Jays From Away premium content section. This section features profiles on the players in the Blue Jays minor league system, as well as scouting reports and links to exclusive video. You can get the full story for only $15 for a yearly membership that also includes a free copy of the 2015 Toronto Blue Jays minor league handbook. You can get monthly access to the premium content section for only $1.99 per month. At Blue Jays From Away, we've got it covered. Stay tuned. We've got our interviews with Tom Robson and Tim Mazza coming right up. All right, welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with Tom Robson of the Lansing Lugnuts. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been about 2 years since we've had you on.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad to be back.
And I'm sure you're glad to be back here in Lansing after spending, I guess, a tough year. You were here last year starting out the season, and I guess you battled through some injury there and eventually had to go down to surgery.
Yeah, I missed 14 months, so it's definitely nice to be back.
Did you feel anything last year when you were here, especially in the early months? Did you feel like you weren't pitching when everything was right?
Oh, yeah, 100% it wasn't. Probably should have said something a lot sooner, but I didn't, and I paid the consequence, and I'm just glad I'm healthy now.
And you spent some time, obviously, on the comeback trail. I just talked to Jordan Romano, and he said that you were a big help to him, and you guys were roommates down in Florida during the recovery process.
Yeah, we were roommates for about 4 months, you know, just keeping each other sane down there. It's obviously rough when you're down there at that complex early mornings every day. You can go a bit crazy, so we were there for each other and we had a good time.
You said you guys played a lot of NHL hockey on the Xbox. Who's better, you or him?
There's no comparison. I would be a lot better than Jordan Romano.
And was there a sort of a Canadian kinship that you guys had?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're both from Canada, so whenever you got a fellow Canadian, you kind of bond with each other, and he's a good friend of mine, and I can't wait for him to get back on the field.
Now that you're back on the field, you did some pitching with the Gulf Coast League and then back in Vancouver. You know, what was it like when you're first getting back on the mound after the surgery? Obviously, you've thrown batting practice, you've thrown in bullpens, but what's it like getting back on the mound in a competitive situation?
It's awesome. I mean, that's what you miss as a competitor, that's what you want. So getting back in the games was a huge step. It took some time getting used to. You know, I was pretty rusty at the start, but once I got back into the swing of things, it felt good, and it was a good time.
Now, take us through your start the other night a little bit. You pitched 5 innings, looked very strong, very good velocity, more than, you know, when I saw you in Bluefield, you were hitting 89, 90, maybe 91. Here you were sitting at 92, 93 and hitting 95 and 96 in the first inning. What can you say, first of all, about your velocity at the first inning? Were you a little bit amped up to go and threw a couple that you were maybe a little harder than you'd like to if you're trying to pitch a longer game?
The velocity, it's been good to see that. I was throwing pretty hard last year before I got hurt. And then obviously this year when I came back, throwing a lot harder, obviously, because I only had 30 pitches at the start, so I could kind of let it eat for just a few innings. But now that I'm going 5-6 innings, I've kind of got to space it out and find that comfortable percentage I want to go at. And obviously, you know, first inning, you got the nerves getting got them going. So, you know, I just got to find that right percentage I want to be at. And I haven't really quite found that yet.
Now, in that start, you went 5 innings, allowed just 1 run. What can you say about the start and how it went overall for you?
It was good. I didn't walk anyone, which I was pleased about. My command hasn't been that good since I've been back, so that's just one thing I'm working on. Jeff Ware and I, you know, just kind of slowing things down, you know, not trying to throw everything you got, you know, just kind of like nice and easy. So the no walks was definitely a step forward for me.
Now, Jeff also said that you're working a little bit on your mechanics and stepping straight towards the plate. Did you find that it's you know, something clicked, or it's getting a little bit better in this last outing?
I think it's getting better and better every day. We're working really close with each other, and Jeff's an awesome pitching coach, and he's been really helpful. So I'm hoping by the time I leave here, my line is pretty straight, and I can just forget about it.
Now, the other things that we saw the other night were, you know, a curveball that you're throwing and a changeup. And which one of those do you feel like you're a little more comfortable with right now?
Changeup, 100%. I've always had a pretty good changeup, and that was a big pitch for me the other night, because lately I haven't been able to get my curveball over for strikes. So I will always go to the changeup first until I have that curveball I can throw over the plate and show them I can throw it for a strike.
Now, was it nice to have a stop back in Vancouver before you came out to Lansing, I guess, come home a little bit for you?
Yeah, it was. It was really nice. I was really happy I could do that, go back pitching that park again, see all the guys there. You know, I've got a lot of good memories there, and obviously to pitch there again was pretty cool.
Now, I don't quite remember, but were you, I don't remember the timing very much, but were you there during the Pan Am Games, or had you moved on to Lansing at that point?
I was there during the Pan Am Games, yeah.
And were you watching the baseball there with your countrymen and probably some guys that you've played with and played against winning the gold for Canada?
Yeah, I watched the final game on my phone because I wasn't at home, so I watched it on my phone. It was awesome. I was a little scared when they went down, I think. 6-4 in the 10th inning. So, yeah, it was nice.
And was it also nice to see a former teammate of yours, Shane Dawson, getting a chance to play for that team as well?
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, he didn't get a chance to play for the junior national team in high school. I know he's been itching to play for Team Canada for a while now. So to see him go out there and do what he did against Team USA was pretty impressive.
Was there any consideration that you might be able to go, or was just because of the recovery from the injury that it was never going to be a possibility?
I never gave it any thought. I was hurt, so I didn't really think about it.
Well, Tom Robson, thanks for joining us, and we'll let you get going, and we wish you the best of luck for the rest of this season and into the playoffs.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm joined by yesterday's starter for the Lansing Lugnuts, Tim Mazza. Welcome to the podcast, Tim.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Tim, why don't we start with the most recent memories? You know, what did you feel last night? You were called on sort of at the last minute to make a spot start, and you went out there and you really impressed a lot of people, I think. What were you trying to do? What was going through your mind?
For the most part, I was just trying to stay within my routine, not really change what I've done in the past, and kind of keep the same routine in terms of stretch, in terms of just how I prepare for a normal game.
Do you prepare differently if you know you're going to be making a start as opposed to if you're coming out of the bullpen?
Not really. I keep the same, you know, stretching routine, keep the same routine as I usually do. I try to simplify it as much as I can and just not try to think too much into it.
I know that starters sometimes can get wrapped up in thinking about their starts because they have usually, you know, 5 days in between them. And in your case, you probably had a day's worth of notice. Do you find that it's a little bit easier in the bullpen when you don't have to think about anything and just sort of get up when the phone rings and start stretching and start throwing?
Yeah, I find, at least personally, I find that easier for me. I think, you know, sometimes when you think too much into it, you may get out of your game plan. But you gotta stick to what works for you, and I think maybe the short notice might have helped me stick with the game plan I usually go in as a reliever.
And what is that game plan?
Just to attack the strike zone with fastballs, get ahead with fastballs, put hitters away when I can, usually with a slider.
How would you classify your fastball? You were throwing, you know, fairly hard last night, up to about 95, 96, depending on which radar gun you were believing. But you know, we're sitting 92, 93, 94. It looks like there's some movement on it, some sink on it. You know, is that something that's part of your game and or a big part of your game?
Yeah. For the most part, I don't think about throwing hard. Most of the time, I'm more worried about the location. You know, cutting the plate into thirds and working the corners and getting ahead. You know, not trying to be too fine.
And you threw a lot of sliders last night. That's your main go-to pitch. You know, how do you classify your slider? Like, is it a sharp biting slider? Is it a sort of little bit loopier?
Depends on the situation, to be honest. I think as a get-me-over, it's not as sharp. When I try to put hitters away, that's when it tends to be harder and sharper.
Now, throughout the season, you've had some ups and downs, but I think lately you've been going really well, and last night was indicative of that. You, I think you only gave up one or two hits and struck out, I think, five or six throughout your outing. You know, what is, you know, when you're going well, what's going well for you on the mound?
Most of it's just about attacking hitters and staying on the attack. I think, you know, once again, it goes back to thinking too much into it. You know, I think if you have a game plan, if you have something that works, you have to stick to it, and that's what's been happening recently.
And when you were called up to Lansing, and you've been up to Lansing this year, you know, what's that experience as it opposes, as it's a little bit different from Vancouver in years past?
Yeah, I think we have a good thing going here in Lansing. I think we have a great group of guys, great group of coaches, and I think, you know, that's going to carry on into the playoffs.
And is that the thing that you're looking forward most to, is playing in the playoffs and contributing to this team as you, you know, play for a title?
Yeah, I think that's... that's been the goal since day one of being in Lansing, and you could tell, you know, in the clubhouse, guys are starting to get itchy, starting to get excited for postseason play.
Now, I know a lot of our Canadian listeners are big fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and they follow them very regularly and go to the games. And, you know, what can you tell them about your experience in playing in Vancouver?
I loved my experience there. I think they have a great atmosphere. They create a great atmosphere for players to go play. And it, all in all, it's just a great time and a great experience for everybody.
And what was it like making that transition to pro ball from college or from high school?
A little different at first. You know, you're not used to the grind, they call it, and playing every day and having to throw every day. And I think it took a little bit of a transition period, but I think once players get settled in, it's, you know, it's their comfort zone and find their comfort zone.
So what's your favorite part about the grind? I know a lot of people sort of talk about it in terms that aren't the most favorable, but what's your favorite part about it?
I'd say right now it's kind of the camaraderie you create. I think the better the clubhouse atmosphere is, the better the group of guys is, and the better you gel as a team makes it that much easier to go throughout a whole season.
And so looking at the other side of the coin, what's the thing that you could do without about the grind?
I'd say the overnight road trips and getting in at 4 a.m. is probably the thing I least look forward to in terms of going through a full season.
And I know a lot of teams, the trend is to they want bigger guys on their teams. Is that tougher when you sit in those buses to find somewhere you can stretch out and get comfortable?
Not really. I think once you get off the bus, it's almost a sigh of relief. You kind of stretch out. But once you get to the ballparks and everything, it's game time, and guys know that, hey, whatever it takes for you to get loose, whatever it takes for you to get stretched out, that's what you have to do in order to be ready to play that night.
And do you have your own routine to get stretched out, to get loose, to get ready for a game?
Yeah, I think, you know, every reliever, every pitcher kind of has that one thing they do. But our, you know, like, the strength coaches in the organization do a great job in, you know, giving us a routine, kind of setting us up for success.
And is there that one thing that you do, is it something physical or is it something mental that you feel like you need to do to get ready for the game?
Most of it's just kind of listen to music. I like to stay relaxed. I like to, you know, kind of have a upbeat mentality, kind of not keep to myself on days I know I'm going to pitch. I like to talk and, you know, joke around with the guys. And I think just for me, it's just staying loose.
Now, you know, we want to get to know you a little bit better. What do you like to do away from the game?
Well, recently I've picked up golfing. Most of the time I like to go out golfing on off days. It's kind of something I like to do to relax, even though golf may not be the most relaxing thing at times, but it's something I've picked up and enjoyed doing.
All right. Well, if you're on a golf course near Lansing, Michigan, you may see Tim Mazza. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's it for episode 44 of the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'd like to thank Tom Robson and Tim Mazza for joining Blue Jays From Away. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Jays From Away. Come on back soon and go Jays go. Raise up your hands, higher, higher, raise up your hands.